This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Had you thought you were in for a break from tax bill news just because Congress is off for Thanksgiving week? Well, sorry, not sorry, because they are coming back next week to try to come to some kind of House-Senate agreement, and the housing industry is going to be watching closely. The two different bills, one in the House, one in the Senate, as you know, between them call for capping deductions for mortgage interest and property taxes, as well as eliminating the deductions for state and local income taxes entirely. Marketplace's Rima Kreis hit the open house circuit here in L.A. to see how brokers and would-be buyers are managing the housing uncertainty.
This is the kind of house that can break a new buyer's heart. A 1920s California bungalow with hardwood floors, vintage cabinets, lemon trees in the backyard. For today's open house, real estate broker Anselm Clenard has also turned on some jazz to set the mood.
Yeah, just set the mood. And also just to help me feel warm and ready to talk to people, you know?
Clenard will probably be talking to a lot of people. This little house is in one of L.A.'s hippest neighborhoods, and it's on the market for less than $800,000, well below what most houses go for around here. So odds are it won't be for sale for long. Dozens of people have already been through the door.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
My name's Anselm. Let me know if you have any questions while you're looking around.
Clenard is a pro at the standard questions, like when was it built? What are the schools in the neighborhood like? But these days, he says, people also want to know about the Republican tax plan.
I am getting questions from my client base about it already. Well, it's like, how is this going to affect me? That's what they want to know.
Under the tax bill passed by the House, homeowners would be allowed to deduct interest on no more than $500,000 of mortgage debt compared to $1 million today. The Senate plan doesn't touch mortgages, but it does call for scrapping state and local tax deductions, including property tax. Clenard lays it out for one would-be buyer as she inspects the kitchen cabinets across the room.
It's going to take away some of your deductible interest based on your mortgage amount.
So and you also don't want to be a homeowner anymore?
I'm not saying you don't want to be a homeowner. It's a very good question.
And the answer may depend on where you live.
This hits New York. This hits Los Angeles hard. It hits San Francisco hard.
That's Brad Keyes. He's also a real estate broker in L.A.
It doesn't hit most of the country as hard as it does, you know, higher valued real estate.
Keyes is showing me around a neighborhood in Los Angeles that's full of that higher valued real estate. Palm trees line the winding streets and tower over a mix of luxurious mid-century and Spanish homes.
But this house is probably a $1.2 million house. So is this one. This one's a very big house over here on that lot, which is about 20,000 square feet. It might be like 2.2.
Homebuyers in pricey neighborhoods like this are the most likely to be affected by changes to the tax code.
If you can't write off all of your mortgage and if you can't write off all your property tax, you know, that's a major disincentive.
A disincentive that will make Keyes' life harder since he uses the deductions as a selling point. But he says,
I think people are still going to buy homes. It's just not as attractive anymore.
Christopher Brown, a video editor, has been house shopping in L.A. for about a year now. When I meet him, he's with his wife checking out a three-bedroom house listed at nearly $1 million. Brown says when it comes to the mortgage interest deduction,
I tend not to use it in my budget in terms of what I can afford, but it's always like an icing on the cake that could lower the prices and help you own a home.
He says if the deduction were capped, it would effectively cost him an extra $4,000 a year. But he also thinks it could drive down home prices.
So we're kind of like standing still and watching because there's no point in buying if it's going to hurt the housing costs and if things are going to start coming down soon.
Brown hasn't been totally standing still. He's been calling House Speaker Paul Ryan, or at least he tried. He left a voicemail.
Yeah, I actually left two because the first time it cut me off. I ran out of time when I was leaving the message.
You just had a lot to say.
I had a lot to say. I'm very, I mean, it's going to make my life more expensive.
That's if House Republicans get their way. And we're still a long way from that. In Los Angeles, I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.